This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, Drew, this is a short segment, long segment coming up because of the pedo groomers. Now they're just, they're not out of the closet. They're in our living rooms. They're in our classrooms. They're saying, we're grooming your children. We're coming for them everywhere. We'll talk about that next segment. But what do you make of Biden being led around by the Easter Bunny and just by the collapse of confidence in him? And what are they going to do in the midterms in 198 days?
I think it's pretty clear, Alex, that what they needed, this is exactly what they needed, and this is what the far left, the Democrats, and the globalist agenda and leaders needed in the United States of America. They needed the polar opposite of what President Donald Trump was. President Donald Trump was not controllable. You couldn't pay him off. You couldn't buy him off. I mean, he was deceived with Operation Warp Speed and all that other stuff. But what President Biden is, if we could even call him that, he's a puppet president. What he is a total controllable, hollow shell of a human being that is completely controllable. I mean, that is what we've been seeing since day one. He's losing his mind. He's totally senile. He's obviously suffering from dementia. And I think that's exactly what they needed. They needed someone that has no morality, that doesn't even have a brain, that is totally controllable. So there's no pushback. There's literally nothing that's going to say no to what they want. No one's going to stop what they're demanding, what they want at the southern border with the Great Reset destroying the economy, with everything taking place culturally and morally in the United States of America with these grooming agendas, all unfolding the lawlessness that continues to abound with the defund the police agenda and innocence being destroyed and decimated. They needed a leader that was not going to question or push back on any of that, but was just going to do as he is told. And that is exactly what you're seeing with this puppet president in the United States of America, because that is the perfect candidate, the perfect person in order to unfold an agenda like this. But at the same time, Biden knows what he's doing. I mean, he's been around for a long time.
Oh, man, he's still a little old satanic demon, exactly. It's just you can see him deteriorating. So let me ask you this. He's happy to get blamed for the whole agenda later. He's so soulless. I really respect you. You're one of the smartest people I know. Let me ask you this. They're openly promoting infanticide of already born babies. They're openly promoting pedophilia now. What comes next? I mean, there seems to be no bottom to this. I guess the Democrats are now endorsing nuclear war, saying kill all humans. I mean, where do they go next?
I think that's what you see, Alex. I mean, we are literally living in Romans chapter 1. If you take a look at the Bible, it has clearly laid out where we are right now with total depravity. You're seeing the LGBTQ agenda just completely overtake our entire society and culture, and now it's going after children and sexualizing children. So along with that, when you read Romans chapter 1, Alex, you see just total lawlessness. You see murder abounding. You see obvious...
Well, that's right. It describes it as children are in charge of their parents. Everything's collapsing. Nothing works. Everyone's poisoned. And it says the evil just get more and more evil and finally run off the edge of cliffs.
But here's the crazy part, Alex. The reason why we call it theologically total depravity is because that means it becomes normal in the minds of the individuals that are depraved. We are moving into a society where open pedophilia is going to be accepted and normalized. We are moving towards a society where murder is going to be openly celebrated and normalized, where all of these things that are obvious crimes and horrors against humanity, whether it's children, women, or men, all of these things that we obviously would take a look at as normal, sane people and say, hey, that's wrong, that's evil, they should be prosecuted and thrown in jail for all of eternity, right? We are moving towards a society where those things become normalized. And Alex, Jesus made this very clear that in the last days, lawlessness will abound. He didn't say it might abound, that it will abound. And here we are in 2022. It doesn't mean we stick our heads in the sand and say, oh, well, Jesus is going to come back. Let's just chill and wait for him and enjoy the show. No, because we don't know. He may not come back for another 20, 25 years, 30, 100 years. Right now, we have to stand for righteousness as the Bible and God
commands. You're totally right. And when we stand at the white throne judgment, if we didn't fight evil, God's going to say, I don't know you.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back. Drew Hernandez, we're going to get into the pedo grooming operations that have just gone stratospheric, Disney, DeSantis, and more. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, an amazing investigative reporter, a guy that gets on the ground in Antifa and on the border and just does really dangerous stuff. Drew Hernandez is a really good friend of mine, and you know, I've known him for years, and I just see him getting more on fire than ever. Tucker Carlson getting more on fire. Savannah Hernandez, we're talking about last hour. She just is like getting smarter than I am. It's exponential as free humanity and everybody else I know is either getting dumber or smarter. They're either getting more awake or more in delusion. That really is biblical. So, Drew Hernandez, I've got a few of these clips. You sent me a bunch. And I've seen hundreds of these, but I hadn't seen these new ones. And it's just so disgusting to look at the weird satanic things in their eyes. But LGBTQP YouTubers, TikTok creators claim all your children belong to us and we will raise your children just right. And they say, thank God you let them online. We've got them now. Florida teacher says she will still hold student coming out parties. And again, it's not about hating an adult with what they do in their life. These people are doing things adults don't tell their children, wrecking their innocence. This is mind rape, which is then putting them on the on-ramp to pedophilia. This is grooming 101. These are what people used to drive around in white vans and try to lure kids into cars with puppies and candy. And now they're up there saying we're luring them. And I see new videos every day without looking at city council. Yes, I'm grooming your children. I want to have sex with them. I mean, and you're like, what? What were... Where do you see this going and with Disney and DeSantis and just all of it? How bad is this going to get before it gets better? And then we'll go to these clips.
Well, if we don't say anything, Alex, if we don't put a stop to it, if we don't draw a line in the sand, thank God for Governor Ron DeSantis going on offense and saying, okay, enough is enough here. Stop it. These people are not going to continue with this. We all have to have that same heart. And whatever you can do, depending on you, peacefully, you push back and say enough is enough. You don't go after our kids. And like you said, Alex, these are open groomers that take to TikTok. They're open about it. They're proud about it. They're just celebrating it. They're not ashamed of it. They're
and we're not just selectively picking a few freaks. We're not just selectively picking a few freaks. There's thousands of these videos. I can't even keep track of them.
Absolutely. And you're seeing this happen more and more because the more that, oh, we just say that we're going to be tolerant and we're just going to, you know, let this slide. And it's just people that want to identify something sexually different. No, because now that same community is going after kids. And listen, I'll say the same thing here as well. If these were straight people, okay, if this was like an organization of Republicans that was doing the same thing, just to use an example, you and I, Alex, would be saying the same crap right now, saying don't groom the damn kids.
You know, that's a key point. Heterosexual, homosexual grooming is wrong, but because they see gay as okay, so it is like, we're lesbians, and we're going to talk to your 10-year-old daughter about sex with us, and you're not going to stop us, and it's so sick. It's sick. Like, you're grown women. You want to be lesbians? Go get women. Leave our daughters alone, you freaks! You demons!
Absolutely. Nobody in their right mind, Alex, should want to have the right to have some kind of isolated secret conversation with a kindergartner about anal sex, penises, vaginas, or anything like that, whether it's heterosexual, homosexual, transsexual, no adult.
No, you're right. How did the pedophiles and perverts under the floorboards like cockroaches breed like this? Like, what the hell's going on here? Because they're all over the place.
Alex, you and I know that Disney has had a pedo problem for a very long time. Hollywood is infected, is tainted with pedophilia. You've been talking about this for decades. People are just now starting to see it come out into the open. And it's like I said on the last segment, Alex, the only difference now between the past is that they would do this stuff in darkness and we would see trials come out and people get exposed every now and then. You would come out and talk about Epstein 10 years ago. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. You're crazy. But now people are starting to see them come out in the open and literally oppose child grooming laws. It's out in the open, Alex, and that's what I said on the last segment is the only difference between then is now is that they are openly doing it and they're proud and they're unashamed. It's disgusting.
Well, that's right. And then we've got California, other states trying to kill babies after they're born. This is about killing and stealing and destroying. Again, you sent me a whole bunch of clips. Here's just two of them, because this is hard to watch, folks. We're going to watch it. Here's clip 9, LGBTQ YouTubers say, all your children belong to us. Here it is.
Oh, you don't want your children taught in school about what gay is? Oh, that's so nice, because, you know, maybe they would like to watch our channel and find out. And do you want to know what an asexual lesbian is? Oh, stick around, honey. I got you covered. I will raise you just right. Your mommy and daddy let you loose on the internet alone. And that was their problem. And now you belong. All your children are belong to us. Are you sure that you want your Don't Say Gay bill now? All your children belong to us.
These are real perverts, ladies and gentlemen. And again, you would want your neighbor, you've known your neighbor 5 years, you've had barbecues and everything, and you catch the neighbor talking to your daughter about, when she's 6 years old, about her sex, you would beat their ass. You would call the police. But now it's creepy women saying your children belong to us. I mean, it's the trespassing of this, the destruction of innocence. It's just mind-boggling. Here's another clip. Here is a Florida teacher talking about your children.
I just want to go ahead and state that I would rather lose my job than out one of my students to their families. Being a safe person and a safe place for kids that don't have that at home is one of the best parts of being a teacher. So yeah, I'm not doing it. I don't know. Fire me, sue me, take me to jail. I'm not doing it.
So she's an elementary school teacher. Drew, I'm going to get to you, but I mean, she's an elementary school student, a teacher, and she's saying, outing them. No, you're not outing them. You're brainwashing them and saying you can't stop because you're a freak. You're a scumbag. You are connected to the sexualization of children. You're a bad person because you're a disgusting blob that no woman or no man wants, and you can only mess with little kids because they're not even supposed to be sexually active and destroy their future. You monster! Sorry, go ahead.
Well, they're disgusting. They're pedophiles. She says, oh, I don't care. Put me in jail. Yeah, throw her in jail. Throw the key away. Put her in prison. That's the attitude we need right now.
Put her in a rocket and shoot her ass out in space.
Yes, if these people want to break the law, then we need to uphold the law and throw them in prison for targeting children. That's the attitude we need right now, peacefully and lawfully. And I'll say this too, Alex. Shame on the LGBTQ community. Now, hear me out here, okay? What if you do have some kindergarten, third grader, I don't know, fifth grade kid that comes out and says, you know what, I think I'm gay, whatever, I think I'm gay.
So they say that because all they're being told is say that. It's like they're given a choice. You want to be Superman or Batman? Gay, straight. I want to be Batman. Oh, you're gay. I mean, it's ridiculous.
But check this out, Alex. Why would the LGBTQ community not want the parents to have such a sacred conversation with their child when it comes to something as personal like that? No. The LGBT community comes and says, no, if there's some little kid that comes out as gay or whatever, let them have a conversation with some kind of pedophile in the public education system. Don't let them tell the parents about it. Who do you think is going to take advantage of a little kid that might be coming out as gay? Who is going to take advantage of
No, you're totally right. This is grooming. This is a pedophile army. Drew Hernandez, in a minute, closing comments on how people find your great reports.
Absolutely. Everybody can follow me on Twitter, Drew H. Live. You can watch my show every day. Just go on YouTube, find it, Frontlines with Drew Hernandez. And I need to say this before I leave. Everybody that's watching this needs to support Alex Jones, needs to support InfoWars and Band.video. I know Alex doesn't like to talk about this a lot on air, but, you know, the Bible says, let another mouth praise you. I'm going to do that right now. Alex Jones has helped so many people in this industry. You guys have no idea how many people have got their first start, like Savannah Hernandez, how many people have just been put on a launch pad to outer space because of Alex Jones, including myself. I've been given so many opportunities because of this man and because of this platform, and I would probably not even be half of where I am right now if it weren't for Alex Jones even being my friend or talking to me. I mean, I've been able to be on podcasts with Alex and Joe Rogan and Timcast, the super Timcast IRL. Listen, what I'm saying is, do not take Alex Jones and Band.video for granted, because you don't know what you have until it's gone. We need to support free speech systems right now. So go check out the store. Go support their store. Go support InfoWars. Leave a donation right now. Don't wait until they're gone and there's nothing to...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855 79 Young. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And a guy that's been so busy, I haven't been able to get him on in months, is Robert Barnes. People are like, where's Robert Barnes? Robert Barnes is busy. But he joins us now. Man, he's been kicking ass on exposing Ukraine and the economy and the inflation and what's going to happen with Biden. So I usually ask the questions, but I'm just going to tell Barnes, you got a laundry list, brother. And we got a lot of folks tuned in tonight. I want you to just have the floor. But first off, you've been involved for years as a consultant and watching this and seeing this. Am I exaggerating? Because you've seen our financials. You helped us, you know, produce them. What is your view on them claiming I'm going to the feds to rat everybody out that's not true, that I've got $60, $80 million, what do you make of all this and these double defaults that they've not even announced where they're saying I can't talk? My lawyers are literally going to wear duct tape over their faces. What do you make of just this unprecedented move, and what does it signify to you, my friend?
Sure. I mean, it's a lawfare at a different scale. It's a lawfare at a different level, because what you have are people that some of whom suffered a tragedy, who are placing blame for that tragedy on someone and something that had nothing to do with the tragedy. And instead of blaming the school system that failed to provide adequate safety measurements, instead of blaming the psychological industry that has basically Big Pharma has just, you know, flooded young disturbed kids with medications that can and often does make them worse off. Rather than deal with any of those broader cultural phenomena or a Hollywood that celebrates and glorifies certain kinds of violence targeting young, vulnerable minds, instead they are blaming the independent news broadcast that has produced and published more independent information to challenge and contest institutional narratives and help predict and preview what happened with the lockdowns, what happened with the stolen election, what happened with bogus wars. InfoWars has been the tip of the spear at warning about the World Health Organization, at warning about Bill Gates, at warning about George Soros, at warning about the globalist agenda to strip ordinary people of their sovereignty over their economy, over their own personal health, over their own well-being, over their own education, to the degree they want to send in groomers to our kindergartens and at Disney World. So this is the way they have targeted someone that has nothing to do with what they are describing. And the legal process could not afford ever A trial on the merits. Even a liberal Austin jury, even a liberal Connecticut jury would conclude, based on the evidence, that you are not guilty and InfoWars is not guilty of what they've been accused of. And they couldn't afford that. And so they came up with a fictional, fabricated, mythical version of the facts. The media propagated this fake news story all the way through that was never true. That could not be consistent with or be corroborated by actual evidence. And so for those purposes, they had to pretend that you hid the evidence that never existed. So rather than admit the evidence disproved their claims, they pretended there was some secret evidence out there that had magically disappeared. And even though InfoWars produced more documents, more invasive information, more private information, more emails, more messages, even including everything that went into the spam box, than anybody has ever had to produce in the history of anti-SLAPP cases, in the history of anti-SLAPP motions. They denied InfoWars and every defendant, not just Alex Jones, but InfoWars, every InfoWars entity that they sued, Owen Schroyer. They denied everybody the means to even file a motion to dismiss. But they weren't satisfied with that. Then, after all of this invasive, unprecedented, unparalleled discovery, getting information that most courts would never have allowed them to turn over, never would have required to be turned over, the New York Times sure hasn't had to turn it over in its lawsuits involving Project Veritas. The courts rushed in to protect the New York Times, whereas they've rushed in to punish Alex Jones at InfoWars. After producing over a million pieces of information, most of which never should have had to be disclosed and disgorged, after hours and hours and days of deposition, the average case, you only get 1 7-hour deposition. You don't get days and days and days of depositions of the same party. After then denying the right to bring a motion to dismiss, denying the right to bring a First Amendment anti-slap motion, then said, you know what, you can't even present any evidence at trial as to your innocence. You are effectively gagged like Bobby Seale in the Chicago 7 trial. You are basically prohibited and limited from being able to present any of the exculpatory evidence that proves and documents and demonstrates not only your factual innocence, but your legal innocence under the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, the right of the freedom of press, the right of the freedom of speech.
Barnes, you know, it says in here, and the judge signed off, we cannot mention the First Amendment.
Precisely, because the First Amendment is a complete defense in this case. And that's why they don't want the jury to know about it. And even a liberal jury pool in Austin, even a liberal jury pool in Connecticut would recognize these facts, would recognize this is a classic.
Well, let me ask you this. Why are they so desperate? Why are they so crazy? I mean,
if you were about to launch one of the biggest stolen elections in American history, if you were about to launch one of the most destabilizing wars since World War II, if you were about to launch one of the most bogus pandemics to induce massive lockdowns and control over people's populations in history, then you cannot have a unimpeached independent media network that is the biggest and most powerful independent media network in the world being able to reach everyone they wanted to reach, being able to have people hear them and get the accurate information, and being able to present that information without a cloud of scandal surrounding it. So the goal is to tell people, you better not listen to Alex Jones. You better not listen to InfoWars. Don't worry. That pandemic's a real pandemic. We really need that lockdown. Don't worry. The Russians are really bad. We really need to think about nuclear war against Russia. Don't worry. There was no election stolen. It was just fortified, as Newsweek and Time put it. And don't listen to whatever you're doing to Alex Jones at InfoWars, because they have something to do with some crazy guy doing something terrible 10 years ago in Connecticut. That's why they had to do it. It was a mass smear campaign. It was lawfare to try to force you into bankruptcy, but also lawfare for the purposes of smearing your association and affiliation so that ordinary people who might hear your voice don't listen to the message. So they don't know what's really happening with the pandemic, don't know what's really happening with the election, don't know what's really happening with global war.
Wow. You're always on fire, but you are 100% dead on. So, looking at this and then moving away from how they're attacking InfoWars, they're attacking the American people. Biden shutting off the pipelines, opening the borders, getting rid of medical checks at the border, saying if a man shows up with two kids, don't even check their ID, just let them in. I mean, the criminal level of action, and then CNN spends $300 million on CNN Plus, totally fails. Netflix, Disney in trouble. The whole globalist system is collapsing. Clearly, they're trying to take us with them. Where do you see this going, Robert Barnes? Because it's just madness. It's just like, why did Hitler attack England and North Africa and Poland and the Russians? I mean, it's just like, why? Why did you just build highways and cars and turn your... I mean, it's the same thing. Like, why are they attacking everybody and our speech and censoring? Clearly, they're not going to win in the end, but the question is, what's going to be left after they've done this?
Well, I think it's two different factors going on. Globalists love control more than anything else, so everything's about control, control, control. It's this sort of managerial class's obsession with engineering the world, socially engineering, culturally engineering.
We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Why are they attacking everybody and our speech and censoring? Clearly they're not going to win in the end, but the question is, what's going to be left after they've done this?
Well, I think it's two different factors going on. Globalists love control more than anything else, so everything's about control, control, control. It's this sort of managerial class's obsession with engineering the world, socially engineering, culturally engineering, economically engineering the world. And they're so driven by that psychopathology they can't help themselves. The second part of it is they're increasingly removed. I describe it as they're very much like the communists of the late 1970s, early 1980s, who don't realize their system is collapsing all around them, don't realize the Russian knight is dying inside of its own armor, to quote Russia House. So because that obliviousness is an inherent flaw in the managerial class. They always seek to control and monopolize so much of the means of narrative distribution, because that's what the war on InfoWars is about. Control the narrative. Control the story. Don't allow honest storytellers to reach the ordinary person. Don't allow that person to understand and appreciate the information they're being given. That is the reason why InfoWars exists, is its audience. It's not Alex Jones, the individual. It's the audience that fuels it, the audience that not only makes it able to...
Exactly. It's that populist meeting place they fear.
Absolutely. And they've got to prevent that populist meeting place at all costs. And they don't realize they're losing. They don't realize, they really thought they were going to take out Putin and Russia. They didn't realize, Putin believes resources are power. He's culturally conservative. He's religiously conservative. He's the Trump of Russia. You can disagree with Putin, but the person who hates Putin the most
Putin
is George
says
Soros.
Culture, energy and food, which is exactly.
Correct. And what he's done is the globalists thought, if we control the international monetary system at the top, we control the financial system, we can use economic sanctions to discipline anybody so that they always obey us. And they're shocked that it hasn't worked against Russia or the Russian people. Their people shocked that when...
Yeah, what are they going to do? The ruble's above the dollar for the first time in history. Everybody's leaving. I mean, and people think, the globalists are doing it on purpose. I don't think they are. They just can't stop them.
Correct. And they never imagine this. What happens when you create safe space cultures where you don't listen, where you're so obsessed with suppressing people from hearing Alex Jones that you yourself don't hear Alex Jones? The consequence is you live in such a small bubbled world that you don't know the real world. These are like the people that were shocked the night Trump won. I mean, they can't believe that Putin is being successful. That's why they tell themselves fancy lies like Snake Island and the ghost of Kiev. And, we have a coked up, wag the dog president there in Ukraine. And we're pretending he's some George Washington. He's the next Winston Churchill. This is delusional. And it's so delusional. Ukrainian soldiers, when they get caught, are shocked because they didn't realize they've been losing in that part of the Donbass. So, and this is happening across the globe. They don't realize you have Barack Obama making a speech about, hey, look, we experimented on 1 billion-plus people with this vaccine, and it turned out great. Well, ask all the athletes that are dropping dead right on the field. So the ordinary person knows more and more people. The ordinary person knows somebody within 6 degrees of separation of them that has experienced an adverse event in response to this vaccine. And yet Obama is so clueless about it, he thinks it's something to campaign on, is this vaccine, whose unpopularity just intensifies and deepens and broadens around the globe. These are people that the scariest thing about them is their incompetence, because they could stumble us and bumble us Peter Sellers is almost being there.
You're right. I'm horrified by these geriatrics and these crazy globalists. They have all these behavioral psychologists, but 100 different groups. And they're not even coordinating, and they're just blasting everything with disinfo and lies. And then they're burning down, but we're burning down with it. And I'm like, stop, stop. What do you predict is going to happen?
The good news is, because of audiences like InfoWars' audience keeping InfoWars afloat and alive, which wasn't supposed to happen. InfoWars was supposed to be gone. Alex Jones is supposed to be gone. All of this was supposed to be gone. Because it failed, because they weren't able to break up the power of the people that are the true fuel of it. In the same way that oil and commodities and rare earth minerals and wheat are the real fuel of Russia's economy that could not be broken by the globalists, the minds and the spirit and the soul of ordinary everyday people that fuel the engine of InfoWars could not be shut down and silenced. And consequently, more people know today about these fake wars. More people know today about these bad lockdowns. More people know today that 2020 was stolen than ever would have or could have otherwise. They cannot keep it contained. They cannot destroy the backbone of the American Republic, which
totally
is
agree.
The ordinary
and
person.
Netflix imploding and CNN imploding. How did CNN think no one wants to watch them? Their average show is 80,000 viewers. We've probably got millions watching right now. How did they think that people would then pay for it and arrogantly CNN make fun of Netflix's problems this week while they're imploding 100 times worse. I mean, Netflix still has hundreds of millions of viewers. Netflix still has all these productions. I mean, they're a total 20 levels above CNN that is a total joke. Yes, they're falling apart. Yeah, people are tired of the wokeism, but Netflix is still in the game. CNN makes fun of them while they're imploding. The destruction of CNN at their own hand is emblematic of the delusion of these people. And I agree with you. It's horrifying that they aren't self-aware.
Completely. Because, I mean, the risk is that they stumble us into a nuclear conflict. The risk is that they stumble us into some true economic disaster. That the risk is that they get enough people to take a vaccine that it leads to massive health problems around the globe. That's the risk of these people's incompetence. They're like the communists. Who, you know, Mao got his great leap forwards kept leading to mass starvation. The same thing happened in Russia, not once but twice, after the 1920s and again in the 1930s, mass famines across the Soviet Union. So that's the risk. These people are so incompetent and inept that they will stumble us into some public health disaster or some world war. But the good news is they're losing the info war, they're losing the economic war, they're losing the political war, and ultimately they're going to lose completely. It's just a matter of time. And the more desperate they are, the more desperate they sound, that is the siren song of ultimate victory for people who love freedom and liberty in the world.
I totally agree, man. It's always, you got to come back. You got to come on more, Robert. You're amazing. Let's expand on this. This is a selfish question, but I really want to pick your brain. New York Times articles, others say Jones is reaching out to the feds and wants to tell what happened. He's going to turn state's evidence. Well, A, nothing happened. I wasn't involved in anything. I have nothing to tell them. Plus, I didn't do that. They keep wanting to meet with us. And I said, OK, give me immunity and a list of questions and drop your fake charges on Owen Schroyer, who they say attacked the Capitol and doesn't work at InfoWars in his indictment. And then it's in the New York Times front page. Jones is going to rat out what they really did. I mean, that is so sophomoric. And you add that on the back of Whitmer. And all that coming out that it was provocateur and the not guilty and the mistrial. I mean, it's just bizarre that they're going forward. So why do you think, literally, folks, if you do Alex Jones Google News, over 1,000 articles saying I am going to come out and expose Trump for January 6th? Just preposterous. I didn't talk to Trump. There's nothing to say. They know that. So what do you see that as?
I mean, I think it's their belief that they can continue to spin this fake narrative about January 6th because they have a fixed judiciary that's mostly corrupt, that's not able to be impartial in D.C., that the only cases worse than January 6th in terms of judicial bias and prejudice have been the InfoWars cases. I mean, I would cite them if I was teaching a law school class. This is what judicial bias looks like. This is what the incapacity to be independent looks like. These cases are not really embarrassing to InfoWars as much as they are embarrassing to the lack of independence in our judiciary. And they speak volumes to it. And that's true of the January 6th cases. I mean, you have judges who have admitted the legal charges against many of the January 6th cases do not even meet legal self-sufficiency. The very basic elements, they have to be dismissed at the motion to dismiss stage. And yet other judges are letting people get convicted of this fake crime. And as we discussed in the lead up to this, the great concern was the government being up to some sort of shenanigan. The reality is your presence there led to fewer people going in, not more people going in. And if we had known what QAnon was up to, if we had known that Pelosi and the D.C. mayor were standing down the National Guard, were taking Capitol Police off of security control, we're going to have Capitol Police, as people have testified to, already in criminal trials, wave people in to the what happened. Then none of that would have happened. It happened because of Nancy Pelosi. It happened because of the mayor of D.C. It happened because of Mitch McConnell. It happened because of the seventh floor at the FBI. It happened because of QAnon being a government-based movement.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long
Sound Neck Heating Pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We just sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, Infowars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. Infowarsstore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at Infowarsstore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with Infowars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. Infowarsstore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Why is it that this January 6th committee that's so interested in the truth has failed to issue a single subpoena to anything related to QAnon? Why aren't they curious what the federal government has on QAnon? Why aren't they curious about what the FBI has on QAnon?
Well, exactly. If I've gotten a proffer with them, I'm going to ask them about Ray Epps. I mean, they had 1,000 armed secret FBI there. And they want to ask me what happened? I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like asking a kid at Christmas morning who Santa Claus is. It's like Santa Claus going, "Who is Christmas, young boy?" And it's like they literally ran the show, and then they're asking me what happened.
It's asking someone who was the victim of their attempted entrapment about the entrapment. The entrapment is what the federal agents were doing. The entrapment is what the Capitol Police were doing. And the reality is they thought, because they misunderstood, they had been busy watching Showtime's version of you, they thought you would rush in there instead of rushing up to tell people to get out of there, to asking the Capitol Police to broadcast you telling people to get out of there. You saved a lot of people's lives that day by your actions, and you weren't supposed to, because their script had you being this fictional caricature rather than being the populist icon that you are. And they couldn't deal with that. They still can't deal with that. So they're still in fake script land rather than real world land, when the real author of the January 6th script is some folks at the seventh floor at the FBI.
I agree. So, Barnes, come back with me this week. You've been hard to get on. You used to come on a lot. Where have you been? I've been trying to get you on for months.
Oh, yeah. Well, I finally have some more free time. We've been in the middle of representing the whistleblower and the big pharma cases against the vaccine, representing Children's Health Defense, trying to end the vaccine mandate or vaccine authorization for children and the vaccine authorization for
that's
soldiers.
Important. That's important work, yeah.
So, yeah, sorry, but the, yeah, yeah. The,
no, no, been, and then yesterday you're I just got a leading expert on the COVID power grab. Just give us a gestalt of what it is. I'm going to give you the floor. I'm going to be listening, hearing my audio piece. I'm going to hit the boys' room while I'm listening to you. I got my earpiece here. It's wireless. I want to hear what you think about the COVID power grab, what happened postmortem, why they backed off, what's coming next, new lockdowns. We know they're getting planned because you are one of the most articulate people, probably the most, other than like Robert Kennedy Jr. I think you're probably the most articulate on that. I love Reimer Fulmick. He's amazing as well, but what happened with COVID and what's coming next, Robert Barnes?
So, I mean, ultimately they use the pandemic as a pretext to engage in mass control. And this is about mass control at a core level. This is why Bill Gates has been involved in this for almost 20 years. His father was a big Planned Parenthood guy. Grandfather was a eugenics connected guy. There's a reason why he says, why does he like vaccines? Because he believes it will reduce the public population, reduce the world population. These are people that are fundamentally about control. You know, why does he invest in technology that involves global digital currency that with a chip that can go into your body, that also invests in a chip that can monitor your health, a chip that will have all your private medical records and financial information on it, and a chip that might have vaccine information on it? Because that chip can be used to control you. It's global control, and he's sort of one of the leading spokespersons for it. You can go back to his 2009 meeting where he was called a superhero because the meeting leaked thanks to a good maid. An honest maid said, what is George Soros, David Rockefeller, Bill Gates, Oprah, and all these other Bill and Bloomberg sitting around talking about? They were talking about how to control the world, global control, control at the micro level and at the macro level. And that's what this was all about. But they need emergencies and excuses to do it. Just like, well, why do we create a criminal justice system that perpetrates a permanent criminal class? Because that justifies the police. No crime, no police. Why do we keep creating enemies around the world, sometimes real, sometimes fake, but often because of our instigation, our infiltration, our involvement, our support? Because, again, no enemy, no war. The war machine needs enemies. In order to justify war, just as the state needs crime in order to justify police control of its own populations. In the same context, emergencies like public health emergencies justify and rationalize this managerial class's monopoly on power. In other words, what does Cuba say makes their government so great? They stopped COVID from coming to Cuba. Why is there another lockdown in Shanghai where people are spending their nights screaming from the balcony, begging for food, sacrificing their animals rather than being able to survive another day or just to survive another day? Because China's managerial class says, we stopped COVID. And we stopped him with these extreme control policies. We need to control you in order to stop this terrible disease. We need to have this massive power in order to keep you safe. And that's the mindset of these groups. And that's what they did. And the vaccines were just part of it. It was the natural, logical extension of it. That's why Alex and I and others and Robert Bobby Kennedy were talking about it from day one. We're saying this is their objective. This is their goal. They want total control. And what bigger, better control is there than putting something in your body that ultimately can be used to control you and things like chips? But here we had an mRNA vaccine, not just any vaccine, an mRNA vaccine. So to get you conditioned to accept the state sticking in your body, whatever they want. And if you don't own your own body, what do you own? We're back to the era of eugenics, and it's not a coincidence they cited eugenics-era court decisions as their legal basis for this massive power grab. But they had to do it in hiding because all the big drug companies knew their product likely didn't work because there's never been a successful coronavirus vaccine in history, because there's never been a successful mRNA vaccine in history. So here they were doing both. And so how are they going to sell it to the ordinary person? How are they going to sucker the ordinary person into doing it? Well, the drug companies weren't going to do it if they were on the hook. So they demanded that everything be done under emergency use authorization. So this emergency, which started out as 2 weeks to flatten the curve, became 2 years to control your life. And that's what they did. In fact, to this day, here, the FDA has approved a biologic licensed drug for both vaccines, for Moderna and Pfizer. And yet, that Pfizer FDA-approved drug, the Moderna FDA biologic licensed-approved drug, is still not available in the United States of America. Instead, the only thing that's available is the emergency use authorized drug. Why is that? Because the emergency use authorized drug has complete immunity from suit. There's some folks out there that think you can sue them for willful misconduct. Unfortunately, the answer is no. You can only sue them for willful misconduct if the government agrees with you. That's the little loophole. That's the little footnote. That's the little exception. So consequently, you as an ordinary person have no remedy. Insurance companies are denying insurance coverage because they're saying, hey, this was an experimental drug. Employers are denying workers' compensation coverage, saying, hey, you chose to get it. So that's the even when there was a mandate in place. So you have all the risk and they have all the reward. And what we're seeing is the real risk health-wise initially, the fear, concern was long-tail risk because we don't know what would happen with an mRNA vaccine. We've never had a successful coronavirus vaccine. This was a novel technology. The concern was that 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road for this untested vaccine for that kind of length of time, for this kind of virus, for this kind of drug, would have all kinds of unanticipated horrible health effects. But now we've had horrible health effects within 3 months, within 6 months, within a year of people getting this. We're seeing extraordinary rates. We have blown through every limit that ever existed for public health consequences, adverse consequences to any vaccine. We've broken all the records, and it's the wrong records that we've been breaking. And the consequence is we see the athletes dropping dead. We see the excess mortality rate went up 40% in certain categories of people right after they took the vaccine.
And that's from major insurance companies. So let me ask you this. This is the most powerful interview ever, Barnes. The whole crew is just blown away by everything you're saying. It's totally true. I'm going to re-air this Sunday. I'll have plenty to say, but we're going to air this interview Sunday in the second hour of the Sunday Live Show. I'll be there in the first hour, but people have got to hear this. Obviously, they were scared of Trump and populism and Bolsonaro and others and Orban. And they admitted they did all this. Trump, I believe, you know him well, means well. He got suckered into it. Doesn't mean he's wrong. At least he's not promoting this gene therapy shot now. But regardless, it blew up in their face. They've had to back off at least for a time when they intended to have the lockdown go forever, obviously. So how would you describe the world right now geopolitically with what's happening? Because the globalists are failing on every front. They've got incompetent minions they want to run in charge because they don't want to have a real president or somebody that wants to be their own person. So their own attempts to have no one in charge, because they're in charge, but they're not in charge, is the real danger. And I mean, I just see major problems here. You know, they think we want to be the new aristocrats. They think we're battling for freedom because we want to be king. Like when they offered George Washington to be king, he said, no, I don't want to be king. And King George III finally woke up and put the American flag up and said, okay, you know, George Washington is the greatest man in the world, because he beat them and then he didn't take the power. People don't know that when George Washington died, they ran American flags up in the UK, in England, because they thought they would double cross with the British, use that to parlance to take over the Caribbean. And no, George Washington did that. He said, no, we wanted freedom. We don't want to be in power. We don't want to run people. We want to empower people. And that idea, not that America's perfect, but that.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.